Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there if you haven't already. If you have already, we appreciate that. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? And don't forget to check our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. Archives, articles, you can read, you can listen to your little heart's content on any topic under the Small Business Sun. Please check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got our new friend, Dr. Beth Ross, here. She's a certified executive career coach. Beth, how can we find you online?
My website is bethross.com. There is an 800 number on there also.
All right. And so you work with individuals primarily to help them?
No, I work with individuals and with corporations also.
Right. Okay. So, but the ultimate, what do you do for corporations? Just help them when they have people that need to be replaced?
We were talking about this whole business. The biggest word in human resources now is retention.
Yeah.
Companies have paid a lot of money to hire the very best talent that they can get, and they want to hold on to them. Because that's another thing that's happening in the economy that I don't see any statistics on. How many people are moving from one job to another? Recruiting. Listen, we have companies now that we never even had before. The clean energy companies, the sustainability thing, the alternative energy and so forth, security companies, job descriptions that we've never heard of before.
Right.
For the lifetime learner, this is a time of incredible opportunity.
Are the young people, are the younger generations, Gen X and Gen Y especially, are they really going to have as many different jobs as people are saying that they are in their lives? Are they going to be moving around that much?
Oh, yeah. You know, when Richard Bowles first wrote What Color's Your Parachute many years ago, everybody was shocked. He said people might have four careers a lifetime. I have clients now who have four careers at one time.
Well, you know,
different jobs.
I'm not a kid, but I've had several careers in my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be even more.
And I've enjoyed every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've got clients who are very proud of the fact that they labeled themselves permanent part-timers. They don't want a full-time job.
Well, you know, I was a full-timer, but the thing is I liked reinventing myself.
Yeah, I do too. Well, I've got that word on my website, reinvent yourself for the 21st century.
See,
I have a great website.
Well, exactly. And the thing is I've been talking a lot about being an entrepreneurial employee. Being an entrepreneur with your own career, but also when you become an employee, be an entrepreneur at work.
That's a great concept. Super.
Well, see, an entrepreneurial employee, the only difference between an entrepreneurial employee and an entrepreneur is an entrepreneurial employee wants to take risks with your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an entrepreneur in my business. I take risks with my money. My employees, you know, if they're entrepreneurs, they want to take risks with my capital. And so that's really the only difference. Are you seeing that kind of attitude out there when you interview your folks?
No. I haven't, because most employers don't want anybody taking entrepreneurial
steps
with their capital.
This is the problem with the big companies. See, when I heard you talking about retention a minute ago, I wanted to ask you that question, because if they want to retain and keep their employees engaged, they're going to have to turn loose of the reins a little bit, aren't they?
Oh, we are in the midst of the most dramatic change in the world of work that we've ever seen. All the old givens just don't hold up anymore. The time of an organization's loyalty to the individual has long gone.
It's gone.
You're on your own.
It's
You're an
myth.
Entrepreneur whether you want to be or not.
That's exactly right. Job security has always been a myth, but it's completely been debunked in the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's totally debunked. Now, even some of the people who have great, or would appear on the surface, great jobs, will come to me because they're scared out of their boots that they're going to be laid off. They don't have any basis of that, in fact, except the media feeds us all the bad news. Have you noticed the statistics get out there really fast when they're pointed downward? I mean, I sound a little cynical there, but you have to watch what you're hearing.
So what you're seeing is something that I started seeing, you know, in 08. And that is an awful lot of fear among employees in the marketplace. Are you still seeing a lot of that?
Yeah, it's epic. That's the only word.
And where there's fear, there's no creativity. There's no.
It's true.
There's limited productivity. And the bottom line of all that is no trust.
No trust, and sometimes it makes people stay in a position that they ought to be trying to get out of. They stay because, whoopee, I've got a job, but it's here today, gone tomorrow, just a little bit. Your security is within yourself.
You know what, Beth, though?
Security is in lifetime learning.
This is an opportunity for small businesses, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not like that.
I know.
We don't have time to not have a trusting environment because we don't have enough. Trust is capital.
It sure is. You're
and
right.
It's as much capital as money is in a lot of ways, and it's a best practice for a small business.
I would say that's 100% correct. Yes.
So small business owners, listen to what Beth is saying. You know, there are people out there who want jobs. You may be able to hire some high powered people who want to work for a small business. What do you think, Beth?
I definitely think so, because skills are transferable. You get someone who's got a history of learning and building on skills, and they're going to make a great, great employee. They're going to contribute significantly to your bottom line.
Beth, give us your website one more time, please.
My website is www.BethRoss.com.
Dr. Beth Ross. Beth, will you come back another day?
Oh, please ask me.
We'd like to have you back.
Let me know, and I'll be there.
We'll do it. We'll get you back real soon. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll talk to you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.